Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Sanhedrin, and we are up to Parak Zayin, Mishnah Vav. So it says the Mishnah, Ovid Avod Zara, continuing on the list of people who are Chayv Skila, someone who does Avod Zara, Echad Ovid, that's whether it's the person himself who worshipped the Avod Zara, in the way that that particular Avod Zara is worshipped, that all different sorts of Avod Zaras that are worshipped in all sorts of funny ways, or Vechad Azovech, Vechad Mekater, Vechad Menasech, Vechad Mishtachadeh, or if you did one of the four ways that are most common forms of service, shechting an animal to it, burning incense to it, being menaseh yayin to it, or bowing to it. So with that also you're going to be chayiv, even if it's not the way that avodah zarah normally gets worshipped. Vechra makablo lov leloka, or whether a person accepts that avodah zarah upon himself as a god. Va'omer lo eliato, or a person says to the avodah zarah, "You're my god." But aval hamagapeh, if someone just hugs the getchka, the idol, v'menashek, or kisses it, v'mechabed, or he sweeps the floor in front of it, v'merabed, or he sprinkles water on the dirt near it, v'merachet, or he washes it, hasach, he puts oil on it, hamalbish, he dresses it, v'manil, he puts shoes on it, over b'los haseh, that's a los haseh, but it's not chayiv misa. Hanoder b'shmo, if someone takes a neder b'shem of avodah zarah, v'mekayim b'shmo, where someone swears in the name of an avodah zarah, over b'los haseh, he's also in violation of a lo sase. Now, we said that there are certain avodah zarahs that have their own unique ways of being ovid them. So here are some examples. Hapower atzmo lebal par, zohi avodaso. If someone defecates in front of balpar, that's the way they would be ovided. Hazorik avod markolis, zohi avodaso. Someone throws a rock at markolis, that is the way that they would be ovided, and therefore one is going to be chayiv skila for that. So then we continue in Mishnah Zayin, continuing the list of people or chayv skila, hanosin mizar lemolech. We said someone who gives his kid over to the molech. Einu chayv atshim shol molech v'yavir be'esh. Only going to be chayv if you give the child over to the molech and they pass him through the fire. So that, which is the way they would be over the molech. Masol lemolech v'yavir be'esh. But if you gave the child over to the molech, to the kohanim of the molech, but you didn't actually pass him over the fire, hever be'esh v'masol lemolech, where you pass him over the fire, but didn't give him over to the molech kohanim, einu chayv, then you're not going to be chayv atshim shol molech v'yavir be'esh. It's a two-step process. You need to do both of those steps in order to be chayv. Bal ov ze pitom. We said a bal ov is someone who tells the future by taking a skull, of a human skull, and burning incense and asking questions. Hamadaber mishichyo, or someone who speaks from his armpits, whatever that means. He puts some sort of bone in his armpits and gives the impression that it's telling the future. V'yadoni ze hamadaber b'piv. Yadoni is someone who puts an animal bone called Yadua is the name of the bone in his mouth, and the bone speaks from his mouth. Harela b'skila v'anishal b'ambaz hara. The people who actually do these practices are chayv skila, and anyone who hires practitioners of these practices to tell them the future is in violation of halos hasei, but is not going to be chayv skila. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we discussed that an ovid avodah zarah is going to be chayv skila if you do the way that avodah zarah is normally worshipped, even if it's really strange, like Bal Pa'or or like Markulis, or if you do one of the four normal ways of being ovid avodah zarah. But if you just show love or care to an idol, it's a lo sase, but you're not going to be chayv skila. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said that when it comes to molech, you're only going to be chayv skila if you do both things, that you give the child to the molech and you pass the child over a fire. And we described what exactly is involved in Ov and Yadoni, and we pointed out that only the practitioners of Chayev Skila, the people who sign them up for their services, are only in violation of a lav. But from next time, we'll pick up with Perek Zayin Mishnah Ches.